Father, we just give you praise and honor and glory to your name. We start our day with you, Lord. Our day is focused on you, Lord, starting right now. We focus our attention on heaven. We focus our attention on the things of heaven, the things of your kingdom, Lord. Your kingdom is here on earth, but you want us to bring heaven down to earth so that this heavenly, this physical realm is like the heavenly realm, Lord. And we're doing all we can to establish your kingdom in this earth. We choose, Lord, to send the message to everybody that we come in contact with that you are Lord of all, whether it be by our words or by our actions, Lord. We lay our lives before you. We submit ourselves to you and we yield our members to you as instruments of righteousness and godliness, Lord. We want to do your will. We want to be obedient to you, Lord. And we don't have the power in our own flesh to do it, Lord. We need your power. So we ask you for your power to live your righteousness in us today, Lord. We ask you to give us a right mind and a pure heart, Lord. We ask that you would give us pure thoughts. We ask that you would rule out of us all evil. We ask, Lord, that you would cause willingness to rise up within us to serve you in all things. And Lord, sometimes we're frustrated. Sometimes we feel we're defeated, Lord. But we know that you're Lord of everything concerning us, Lord. So in Jesus Christ's name, we turn our attention to you. Not to our own strength, not to our own minds, not to our own intellects, not to our own reasoning. But we turn our attention to you, your thoughts, your purposes, your principles, everything that you teach in your word, Lord. We submit ourselves to your word. So, Father, we thank you for today. We dedicate it to you. We dedicate everything that we do to you, Lord. We ask that you would have grace and mercy on everything that we fail you. But where we do righteousness, O Lord, where we follow you and are obedient to you and do your will, Lord, in all things, we ask, Lord, that you would bless us, multiply us, and that you would even wash away all the stain of any wrongdoing that we have done, Lord. Anything that we have done that has not been according to your will and purposes, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray that you would have mercy on us and that you would wash it away, that you would take away every stain and every wrinkle from our lives, Lord. We thank you, Father, for the purpose of your blood over our lives, Lord. Cleansing, holiness in your sight, that we are forgiven, that we are washed and cleansed of all unrighteousness. And so, Father, we claim that. We claim all freedom from condemnation and self-condemnation. And we claim the victory in your name. We take hold of the victory by faith, Lord. The victory is in your blood. The victory is in your name. The victory is in the sacrifice that you paid at Calvary 2,000 years ago. So, Lord, we take hold of that right now. And in Jesus Christ's name, we shall be victorious throughout this day. So be it. Amen. We give you praise. We thank you for it in advance. In Jesus Christ's name, so be it. Amen.